Spin 103.8, you're very welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. And as I was saying, today is World Prematurity Day. We're aiming to raise awareness of the challenges faced by premature newborns and their families. And joining me on the line now is Dr. Afif El-Kafash, a neonatologist at the Rotunda Hospital here in Dublin. Afif, you're very welcome to Spin Talk. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me on the show.
First things first, I suppose, what is a neonatologist? What do you do?
So a neonatologist is a doctor that specializes in the care of babies during the early period following birth. So, and that spans really sick babies that may be term all the way down to extreme prematurity. So babies that are born as early as 23 or 24 weeks gestation. So we work in an intensive care environment where we provide intensive care to very sick babies.
Do you love babies, Afif?
Of course, I do. I have children of my own, and it's one of the reasons why I went into this specialty. It's always a difficult time for parents to have a sick child at birth, and part of what kind of driven me to do this job is to be able to help, you know, people in this very vulnerable time.
So what are we talking? You mentioned there are babies born as early as 23, 24 weeks. What are some of the reasons? I understand every baby is different, but what are some of the reasons that a baby might be born premature?
Yeah, I mean, there are several reasons. And to be honest with you, a lot of the time, we don't know why mothers go into premature labor, at these times. Sometimes it could be driven by the mother being unwell for a variety of reasons. Sometimes it could be because of an infection that has been picked up during pregnancy, in the placenta or in the birth canal. And sometimes it could be because the mother is unwell for any other reason, such as, you know, having diabetes or hypertension. A lot of the time, though, we actually don't know why mothers go into preterm labor.
And anecdotally, people may have heard of someone going into labor early and the doctors might be able to stop it because the best place for that baby to grow is in its mother's tummy. So what can you do as a neonatologist if a baby has decided, no, I'm in charge here and I'm coming out? What do you have to do in that intensive care unit to help that baby grow to full term outside the womb?
Yeah, I mean, we're faced with a lot of challenges, and I suppose the earlier the delivery is, the more challenges we are faced with. Babies, especially if they're delivered, around what we call is the kind of limits of viability when babies tend not to survive, which is, you know, before kind of 23 weeks. Beyond that, there always is a chance of survival. The organs are significantly underdeveloped, and as you said, the best place for that baby is inside in the mother's womb. However, sometimes that is not an ideal situation because the placenta itself can be sick, and it may not be an ideal environment for the baby. So what we have to do really is try to take over the functions of the placenta. It's never going to be an ideal situation, but what we have to do really is to support all of the baby's organs, and that includes taking over the baby's breathing by putting the baby on a breathing machine, certainly during the early period after delivery for the most extremely premature babies. We have to take over the feeding and feed the baby, initially artificially with fluids, but then slowly introduce the mother's breast milk, because we are learning more and more that that's the best way to feed a baby, even a premature baby. We also have to make sure that the heart is working okay and to support the heart if need be, and keep a close eye on the brain, because the brain is going through a very fast development phase during the kind of third trimester. Mm-hmm. And we have to make sure that continues. That sometimes we're actually faced with, you know, challenges in that the babies are quite vulnerable, that they can bleed, unfortunately, into their brains during the early neonatal period. So we are faced with all of these challenges to try and bring the baby towards a time where they can actually be discharged home.
Now, everything you said there just sounds very, very stressful and very complicated. So I would imagine it's not just you, Afif. There is an entire team at the Rotunda Hospital and indeed in other maternity hospitals around the country. Just talk to me a bit about some of the jobs, some of the people that would work in a neonatal unit.
Yeah. So we have what we call is a multidisciplinary team, and you're absolutely right. It is not just a one-person job. So you have the neonatologist or the doctors that look after certain aspects of the baby's care, but then you actually have to also remember that the neonatal nurses that really contribute hugely and actually spend most time with the mother and the baby, and they take care of the baby throughout the entire journey. We also have dietitians, because feeding the babies is quite a specialist thing to do. So we actually need specialists in feeding premature babies to help. We have specialist neonatal pharmacists, because many of the drugs that are manufactured aren't actually made for premature babies. We have to use adult medications and modify the dose and really use them in a situation where they're not designed to work. So we have neonatal pharmacists to help with that. We also have lactation consultants, midwives that specialize in helping mothers express breast milk so we can give that to the baby. And we must not remember, more and more, we're actually beginning to realize that the parents are an important part of this team as well. As you know, there's a big drive now to actually involve the parents in almost all aspects of care during this early vulnerable phase, so that they can actually get to know their baby, get comfortable managing their baby, and be comfortable taking the baby home. And this is one big thing that is being launched tomorrow by the Irish Neonatal Health Alliance, is a booklet that gives parents information on how to manage babies once they are discharged home. But a big part of what we do now is involve the parents in the care of their baby, as soon as the intensive care phase diminishes, if you like.
Yeah, that's great to hear, because, you know, every year over 4,500 Irish babies are born prematurely. So there's a lot of families that go through this. And while it might be very stressful and it mightn't be under ideal circumstances, those babies are going to go home with their parents. So this sounds like a really interesting educational guide that you're launching with the Irish Neonatal Health Alliance. Dr. Afif, really interesting speaking to you on Spin Talk today. Thank you very much for your time.
No problem. Thank you for having me on.
That's Dr. Afif El-Kafash, who's a neonatologist at the Rotunda Hospital. There's lots going on all around the country today at different maternity units to celebrate World Prematurity Day, and also to raise awareness as well. And just to mention, because there's a coffee morning at the National Maternity Hospital in Holles Street a little earlier on, and they're involved with water wipes. So water wipes are supporting World Prematurity Day, and they're producing special donate packs for prematurity awareness. So for every 60 packs sold, water wipes, so not 60 packs, 60 pack, every 60 pack of water wipes, they'll donate 50 cents to the National Maternity Hospital Foundation, and that'll add to the total donation of €40,000 per year that water wipes will donate. So look, as Afif said, it's not something that you think about, prematurity, unless it's something that affects you or one of your friends or one of your family members. So I would love to speak to you today on Spin Talk. Maybe you were a premature baby. Come on and tell me a bit about you. And if you've ever been to a neonatal intensive care unit with your own family, get in touch. I'm on 087 711 1038. Michelle is on the line. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Michelle, you texted in straight away about your little brother. Tell me about him.
My little brother was born at 24 weeks. It's 11 years ago now, so it was a long time ago. But he had a hole in the heart that had to close at 2 weeks, so he was only 1.7 pounds born. And like, that's less than a bag of sugar. He was just like my stepdad's hand, like, would have been bigger than him, so you can imagine that. Like,
oh, how old were you, Michelle?
I was 16.
Were you allowed to go in and see him?
I didn't get to go in for a month, but when he was being brought down for the heart surgery, they brought him down in the incubator, and I actually just got to look at him really quickly, because there was a flu in the hospital when he was born, so nobody was really allowed to visit our parents.
Oh, and that must have been such a stressful time for your family.
It was, yeah. It was very hard. It was very hard on my mom and my stepdad, and it was hard on everybody, because nobody knew, you know, the outcome. Like, 11 years ago, there wasn't been as much, as much known about it as there is now.
And after he had the surgery to mend the hole in his heart, how was he?
He was good. He got a few other things, like he had bleeds on the brain and that, and he got MRSA on the skin. Now, we were lucky enough it didn't go into the blood because that could have been fatal, but, you know, he had different things like that. But he did thrive and he gained weight, and he got home after 14 weeks, so he still got home before he was actually even due.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And so, and he's 11 now.
Yeah.
And did you all, like, want to wrap him in cotton wool when he was little and just mind him after everything he'd been through?
Oh, he still is.
And he's the baby of the family, is he?
He is, yeah, he is. Yeah, he still is wrapped in cotton wool, and he's really protective, and everyone kind of protects him. But he's actually so strong. Like, he, for a baby that was born so early, like, you won't actually believe how strong he is. And
yeah. What's his name, Michelle?
Noel.
Noel. Fair play. Good on you, Noel. lovely to hear from you, Michelle. Thanks so much for coming on.
No problem.
Thanks very much. Michelle's little brother Noel was born at 24 weeks, just like, oh, less than a bag of sugar is what he weighed. And he had surgery at 2 weeks out to mend a hole in his heart. And as you heard Michelle say there, he had a few other issues along the way, but 11 years old now and fighting fit. And that's what we want to talk about today. And that's why we want to raise awareness on World Prematurity Day. If you yourself maybe were a premature baby, I would love to hear from you. I'm on 087 711 1038. You can text or WhatsApp. And I, you know, if you've never been into a neonatal unit, you've probably never thought about it. So for people who have been today, maybe it's been with your own family, let me know. Louise is next. Hi, Louise.
Hi.
Louise, tell me a bit about your little boy.
My little boy was born September 2 years ago. He was born 4 weeks and a day early and spent from the Thursday to the Monday in the ICU unit.
Okay, and what was that like for you, Louise?
It was absolutely horrible because I have another son who's 7 who was born and he was beside me the whole time. So to have a baby that was up there with all the tiny little babies, it's just, it's not a nice place to be for any families. Now, he was okay. He was, the only thing that was wrong with him is he had jaundice and found it hard to suck on a bottle because he was premature, but there was a lot of babies up there that were really, really sick. So he was one of the lucky ones, kind of, you know, that way.
Yeah, but still, he had 4 weeks of cooking left to go in there, Louise.
Exactly, but he didn't want to stay in there because he actually stopped growing and the placenta failed, so they had to take him out. There was no choice but to take him out because something worse could have happened, you know,
yeah,
that way.
Yeah, yeah. And that's so what Afif was saying, yeah, exactly, is that sometimes they are better off on the outside. So when you got that news that he had to be delivered, how were you feeling?
Quite scared because I had gone into the hospital 4 weeks prior and I was in kind of every week getting him measured, getting him checked. Went in for a normal checkup one day and they said, yeah, you're actually not going home until you have this baby. That was a Tuesday. And by the Thursday, he had stopped moving and everything. So they were like, no, C-section, the baby needs to come out now. So and they thought he was going to be like 4'4", like a really small baby, but he came out 5'2", so that's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how old is he now, Louise?
He was 2 in September and you would never think he was premature. Never, ever.
Okay.
They say that they actually come on better than the kids that are full term.
You hear that sometimes, that they're tougher in a way because they've had to be through so much.
Yeah, he is. He's really tough. Aww. And you wouldn't even, not to know him, you wouldn't even think that he was premature and this tiny little thing by him. So it's good now that he's, and they're not classed as premature anymore once they hit 2 or a certain age, their age is corrected. So
okay, that's good to know. That's something I didn't know about. Louise, lovely to speak to you. Thanks
lovely
for coming on.
Lovely to speak to you too. No problem.
Thanks, Emil. Nikki says on Facebook, my second baby was almost 11 weeks premature. It was an extremely worrying and terrifying time. But thanks to the wonderful staff at Hollis Street, he's now a healthy, happy 6-year-old. Mark says our little one was born premature. Quite scary for the parents. All good now, though. Thank God. And Nathan says, my baby sister was born 3 months early and went through so much. She's a little fighter now, has to be here for a reason. And Jonathan has been putting pictures up on, or has been sending them to us. Sorry, I thought they were on Facebook. He sent them to us. Jonathan says, hi, myself and my partner had a little girl born at 24 weeks, 1 pound, 2 ounces. She was in hospital for 3 months with lots of problem, but she's okay and started school this year. And Jonathan has sent us in pictures of Daisy May. That's his little girl's name. A picture of her in the incubator. She was so tiny. And a picture of her this year. Not a bother on her. And that is just so wonderful to see. Thank you for sharing those images. And I know that in Hollis Street, and I'm sure they have it in other neonatal units, on the walls is pictures of the babies who are now, you know, in school or teenagers that were born prematurely, just thanking the staff. And it does give so much hope to the parents that are there maybe at the time with their babies in incubators. This listener says, I was 17 having my daughter. My waters broke 27 weeks. I was kept in hospital until she was born. I had been seen by specialists previous to this about her growth and possibilities of abnormalities, for example, Down syndrome or possibly brain damage. I was given steroids on two occasions to help with lung development when I was admitted to hospital. I asked for a tour of the neonatal unit to mentally prepare myself in case Neva didn't come out at 27 weeks. I hope I got her name right. I'm really sorry. The tour was given to me and my partner, no problem. It was a huge eye-opener. There were little babies weighing less than a bag of sugar, completely see-through. It was frightening, especially they were so young. But I was glad I'd done it. Neva wasn't born till 34 weeks. Thank God she was in the high dependency unit with minor problems, some breathing, but mainly with the suck being underdeveloped. Neva was 5'1", no major complications, despite what all the specialists had said. Oh, that is good to hear. I really hope I said her name right. It's such an unusual spelling. N-E-V-A-E-H. Neva. Okay, I'm really sorry if I got that wrong. Lots of gorgeous stories coming in today to raise awareness on World Prematurity Day. If you've ever been to the neonatal unit in any of our maternity hospitals with your family, get involved in the conversation. I would love to hear from you today. I'm on 087 711 1038. So a massive thank you to everyone who's been texting or WhatsApping in so far on the show, especially those of you who are sending in pictures of your baby's journey. Shout out to Jonathan, who sent us in unbelievable photos of Daisy May, his little one, when she was in the intensive care unit. She was born prematurely, and her today, she is just gorgeous. It's incredible hearing some of the stories, and that's what World Prematurity Day is all about, is to raise awareness just about some of the challenges that these babies and their families face, but also that they're okay, you know, and that you know, they do make it through, a lot of these babies, and go on. Like Daisy May is starting school this year. We heard about another little boy who's 11 now. So great to hear those wonderful stories. Helen is on the line. Hi, Helen.
Hiya, how are you?
Good, thank you very much. Helen, you had twins back in April.
I did, twin girls, yeah.
Oh, wow. Tell me a bit about their arrival. Were they early?
They were born at 29 weeks and 6 days. I was in hospital for 4 weeks previous to that. I went into hospital for a checkup. I was kind of getting a few things that weren't normal. And I went into hospital and they kind of said, listen, you have to stay in, like it could happen any minute. And that was at 26 weeks. So it was obviously very scary at the time. I didn't know anything about premature babies, didn't know anyone that was premature, and didn't know what was going to happen. So I was kind of like, it was extremely frightening. I didn't know what was going to happen. And kind of like a few times then after that, it was kind of hit and miss. It was like, oh, right, we're going to prepare you, we're going to bring you down now. And then it didn't happen then, obviously, until 4 weeks later.
Okay.
And I had,
because they try and get you to certain milestones.
They do.
Okay, they try and get
every
you through.
Day, every single day is a bonus. So if they can get you one day more, that's what they'll do. And they did, in fairness, like there's plenty of times where they thought I was at risk and they could have just rushed me down and everything like that, but they didn't. They held off. And it seems like if your temperature goes up, then that's like a risk of infection. And if you have an infection, then they just want to kind of get them out there as soon as possible. But they kind of waited and they said, no, we'll hold on for a few minutes. And I think it happened 3 times. So it went down the 3 times that it happened. So it wasn't until the very last minute that I did go down. And it was all very calm. And I was so afraid of when it was going to happen that when it actually happened, it was like the staff were unbelievable. It was just, everything was calm. They explained everything to me. And that was it then. And I went in and I had a C-section and I got to see them for a second and then they took them off. And then I was kind of, it was probably, I'd say, about another 4 or 5 hours where I could go down and actually see them.
Yeah.
But even at that, like, I have to say, they were absolutely, I'm definitely one of the lucky ones. They had no complications. The doctors used to just say, they're feeding and growing and that's it.
Yeah.
And they were off kind of the oxygen after less than 24 hours. and you are 2.5. Emily was 2.5 pounds and Jodie was 3.2 pounds.
Oh, so small, Helen.
So they're and like, that's the scary part, I think, as a mother. Like, if when you hear that you're at risk of having premature babies, you're kind of like, oh my God, what are they going to look like? Are they going to be tiny? Am I going to be able to hold them? And it is, it's very scary. But then once you see them, like, it's very scary. And like, when you're in the intensive care unit, especially, like, there's just so many machines and they're constantly beeping, like, if their heart rate's going up and down, if their oxygen levels are going up and down. So you're constantly looking around and you're on edge thinking, is that my baby? Like, what's going on? And but they're all so calm, and the neonatal nurses are absolutely unbelievable. Like, they literally, like, I don't know what I would have done. Like, they taught me everything, like, how to look after them. And they, like, we went down after a day and they said, okay, do you want to hold them? And that was fine. And that was kind of scary as well. That was saying, oh God, like, am I going to hurt them? They're so small. But they're absolutely unbelievable, and they do everything possible for you to look after your child.
Yeah, and Dr. Afif said that is like, the parents are so important because you want to take them home as soon as you can.
Oh, I've done absolutely everything, like down to like when they were tube feeding them through the tube, and giving them baths and everything like that. They really do let you do everything, which I never expected. I thought I wouldn't be able to touch them for weeks and I wouldn't be able to change their nappies and things like that. But now it's absolutely amazing what they do. It really is. And as I said, they thrived. They had no complications. They got out literally. They're not allowed home until they're 4 pounds and at least 45 weeks.
Okay.
And both of them got home on that day.
Stop.
Which is very, very rare. Like, you wouldn't, especially with twins, normally one goes home before the other. So I kind of, like, I really do feel like I was a lucky one.
Yeah.
Because it is, it's just a journey, like, and it's a journey they go through. And it's from the beginning, from the tube feeding, moving on to bottle feeding, and coming out from the incubator into a cot. And everything is a milestone. And it's just, I just can't, like, anybody that sees them just says, God, I just can't believe, like...
Yeah.
Like, where they were and where they are now, because there's no complications. Now, as I did say, like, when we came home, we had a bit of a hiccup with Emily, and she stopped breathing, and we had to give her CPR, but...
They teach you how to do that, don't they? There's, like, special CPR for premature babies.
And
yeah.
We went to the course, and I wouldn't have had a clue what to do. I always would have said, if anything happened, I'd run. I'd go out the door and I'd run. But they teach you everything. You go to courses, baby care courses, the CPR courses, and we had literally done the CPR course the week previous.
Okay.
So it's something, it's very rare that something like that would happen. And it could have happened to any baby, really.
Okay.
It wasn't because you were premature, but these courses are available to any mother, whether their baby is premature or not premature. You can go, and in the National Maternity Hospital, they do it, I think it's once or twice a week. So any mother that's in the hospital can go up one of the mornings and sit there. And it is, it's a great thing to know how to do.
Helen, you've given just such a wonderful description of this journey, as you called it. Where were you? Was it Hollis Street?
It was Hollis Street, yeah.
Yeah, and just a massive shout out to everyone in Hollis Street, the incredible work
definitely.
They do.
They're absolutely amazing, everybody. It's unbelievable the work they do.
Oh, Helen, thank you so much, and all our best to Emily and Jodie.
No problem. Thanks a million.
Good to speak to you today. Hollis Street's getting a lot of shout-outs today. Of course, Dr. Afif, who we spoke to earlier on, is a neonatologist at the Rotunda. Stephanie has been in touch to say he was my baby's doctor. He's just amazing. So, you know, there is just wonderful people out there doing incredible work. It must be so difficult. Aoife says, NICU stays are very hard. I myself had a 30-weeker in December who came home thriving at £3.09. Amazing staff in the Rotunda, can never fault them. She says, sadly, however, just to make people aware, my baby boy passed away in April. It was very unexpected. And Aoife, thank you for that. And I know we've been sharing a lot of positive stories today. I know there isn't always a happy ending. So thank you. I know that wasn't an easy message to send. Alison says 15 weeks premature and less than a pound when he was born. Best little boy I could have ever asked for. Fought and fought and still fights at 10 years old. He's an absolute blessing. Fiona says, hi, I had my son at 27 weeks, 4 days. He was born at 3 pounds. Sorry, don't forget the 4 days. As Helen said, every day counts. 27 weeks, 4 days. He was born at 3 pounds, 3 ounces. For myself and my husband and family, it was a very hard time, but the staff in the Rotunda neonatal unit was fantastic. I couldn't thank them enough. My son is now 6, and while he suffers with asthma a lot, he is a healthy boy, meeting every milestone. I am so thankful to all the staff there. There's lots of messages coming in on this one. I'll do my best to get through all of them. You can get involved in the conversation. I'm on 087 711 1038.